This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It is a beautiful day here in Midwestern Ohio, and it is Labor Day weekend. I know that a lot of times you're not supposed to talk about things that are current to keep everything evergreen, but I just wanted to talk to you about something because Labor Day is something that is kind of very fitting for this message. And that is about sticking in the opportunity that you have. And what I'm talking about isn't necessarily a traditional job. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a traditional job. I've worked, more than I could ever tell you in my life. I've been, an absolute, menial labor, kind of a thing, and all the way up to the boardroom and everything in between. But the one thing I can tell you is that when it comes to building your own business and or building a business that you're sharing with somebody in the form of, say, in this particular case, network marketing, one of the things that is going to be absolutely crucial in order to have success is to stick around. You're not going to build something that is of essence quickly. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen after days, it doesn't happen after months. It's something that takes years and decades to build. And so when you are in something and you decide that you're going to jump ship and go to something else, what happens many times, you have ever heard someone say the NFL club, no friends left, no family left. The reason that they say that and the reason that you see all these, different advertisements out there about, teaching how to properly do network marketing and how you're not supposed to, be that person that when people see you, they, cross the other side of the street because they don't want to get pitched. If you're constantly looking at something new and telling people about this, absolute, awesome thing that you just found, and then, months later, you are telling them about something else, that you found. And then, again, something else that you found. At some point, if you remember the boy that cried wolf story, people aren't going to listen to you. They're going to be like, I would get involved, but every time I do, they're on to the next thing. And so I want you to just really, really internalize this as you want to, number one, stick and stay. Number two, think of it as a pump, okay? If you are lucky enough to have ever followed the teachings of Zig Ziglar, you'll know that, one of the things he always did when he'd do live appearances is he'd bring the pump on stage. My buddy Ben Gay III used to carry that pump on stage for him, and it's something that represented the fact that if you've ever been in the country and you've went to get well water, you have to really, really pump, to get it started. In the absolute easiest of references, if you haven't, pumped water, you have probably pumped like ketchup or mustard at a fast food place. When you first, pump it the very first time, it doesn't come out. It takes a couple pumps before the container gets primed. But when it comes to pumping water, that water has to come up out of the well. And then when you first start pumping, you don't get anything. You pump, you pump, you pump, you get a little bit of water, you get a little bit more water, you get a little bit more water to the point that now it takes a finger, to move that pump handle until you stop. And then you have to start all over again. And when you do that in network marketing or any other opportunity that you're building, if you're constantly starting and stopping and starting and stopping, what's going to happen is you're never going to get true momentum and true growth. Yeah, so make sure that you are, number one, getting involved in something that you believe in. You know, someone like myself, I had kind of not sworn off, but not, said I was going to retire from it or anything like that. But I'd gotten very disillusioned with the network marketing industry until just recently when I joined something new. And I purposely didn't do anything for over a year, 14 months to be exact, just because of the fact that I wanted to make sure that it was going to stick around, that it had the, just wherewithal, promote and hang my name on. I'm speaking out of something I'm doing myself. You know, I know that I'm at the beginning of something that it's going to take a lot of years to go through and build, but I know that as long as the company sticks around and the products are good, that it's something that will build. And in this industry, unfortunately, has got a lot of attrition, you know, where people are here today, gone today, kind of a thing. Anyway, but when you see a leader leave and someone that, you know, has built something and they're going to another thing to build and then they're going to another thing to build, it just makes you scratch your head because you just kind of wonder why they don't want to build an absolute dynasty and a legacy as opposed to always starting over. Yeah, so I hope this touches you. I hope this is something that, scratches an itch if you've had it or were wondering about it. But the overall message here is don't, you know, get into a mine and start digging for gold and give up after a couple, throws of the pickaxe. Make sure that you stick and stay. Make sure that you keep mining. And make sure that you know that, you know, there's gold and then there are hills. You just have to, keep swinging. Keep swinging that pickaxe. Keep, shoveling out the bad and looking for the good. But if that is something that you needed to hear today, I'm glad I was able to bring it. And until we talk to you next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.